Take note of how the slopes are illustrated on this example plan. During construction, the curb is typically poured before construction of the sidewalk and pavement. Therefore, it is important to detail the depressed curb, curb heights, side flare slopes, and rolled curb or cheek walls adjacent to non-walk areas or existing structures. It is common for the slopes on either side of a ramp to differ in length, resulting in varying slopes along the two sides. Cross slopes may also vary across ramps and landings. To clearly depict these slopes, a label with an arrow pointing in the downward sloping direction is typically used and should be provided along all edges and breakpoints.